Now we're going to change because it's going to be nice and quiet and gentle. A lovely song from a lovely lady. This lady happens to be a personal friend of mine. Her name is Lorna Jane Murray and she hails from County Waterford here in Ireland. The song she's singing is not necessarily an Irish song as far as I'm aware, but please, somebody put me right if I'm wrong. I think it's an old Victorian or Edwardian ballad, but it's given a gentle treatment here by Lorna Jane. It was recorded also many moons ago by John McCormack, but here Lorna Jane tells us all about Ben Bolt. Do you remember Sweet Alice Ben Bolt?
Don't you remember Sweet Alice Ben Bolt? Sweet Alice with hair so brown. How she cried with delight when you gave her a smile, and she trembled with fear at your frown. In the old churchyard in the valley, Ben Bolt, in a corner obscure and alone, they have laid a slab of granite so gray, and sweet Alice lies under the stone. They have laid a slab of granite so gray, and sweet Alice lies under the stone.
Why did I fade that at the end? Well, it fades because there is a slight fault at the end of that particular track, but I thought the song was so beautiful and it was so well performed that I just, well, I couldn't leave it out of the programme. Well done, Lorna Jane Murray. And now we're going to have one of the greatest icons of Irish music, Daniel O'Donnell, singing a song that really isn't Irish at all, but a lot of people think it is. It was originally done by God knows who way back, because I think we had an Al Jolson 78 of it when I was growing up, but the Fury Brothers had a huge hit with it, and this is Daniel O'Donnell's interpretation of When You Were Sweet 16.
When first I saw the love light in your eyes, I thought the world held not but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart. I never dream but what I dream of thee. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village green, come to me ere my dreams of love are old. I love you as I love you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16. Last night I dreamt I held you in my arms, and once again you were my happy bride. I kissed you as I did on Auld Lang Syne. As to the church we wandered side by side. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village green, come to me ere my dreams of love are old. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16.
Well, that man has done more for Irish music and Irish tourism than anybody that I know anyway. And that was Daniel O'Donnell and his interpretation of When You Were Sweet 16. It wasn't bad at all. Sure it wasn't. Now, this time we have Mike Denver. Here's Mike Denver, and he's singing a song that was written by Eamon O'Shea. And he's telling us the story of Katie Daly. And this is definitely country and Irish. And if you listen to it carefully, you might even call it country and Cajun. Come down the mountain, Katie Daly.
Tipperary, in a pioneering year of 42. Her old man, he was shot in Tombstone City for the making of the Irish Mountain Dew. Wake up and pay attention, Katie Daly. I am the judge that's gonna sentence you. And all the boys in court have drank your whiskey. Truth, dear Katie, I drank some too. So off to jail they took poor Katie Daly. But very soon the gates they opened wide. An angel came for poor old Katie Daly and took her far across the great divide. So come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katie Daly. Oh, can't you drink your Irish Mountain Dew. Daily. St. Peter said, good brewers, they are few. So step inside the golden gates, good Katie, and start to brew your heavenly Mountain Dew. I'll come down the mountain, Katie Daly.
Tempted for a yee-haw there, and Come Down the Mountain, Katie Daly, Mike Denver. There was a lot happening on that track musically, wasn't there? Here's Red Hurley. Now, Red now lives in the United States, I'm told, but he started life singing with a show band. We mentioned the show bands earlier, and then he went out as a solo artist on his own. He has a fine voice, and he made some wonderful recordings. I'm saying that because he recorded one of my songs as well. A nice man, and a very easy to get along with. Here from a live recording made in Dublin some years ago, he's singing a song that I think, it's not an Irish song, in fact he introduces it himself, it's not an Irish song and it's certainly not a new song, but I think when Irish people, or when anybody away from home hears this song, well, they get a little homesick. Here's Red Hurley.
Our next song is approximately 200 years old, ladies and gentlemen. It was written by a fellow called Henry Bishop, and the lyrics of this are absolutely beautiful. Have a listen. It just goes to show there is no place like home. This song is called Home Sweet Home.
Neath pleasures and palaces, though I may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. A charm from the skies seems to hallow us there, which seen through the world is never met with elsewhere. Home sweet home, there's no place like home. Home sweet home, there's no place like home. An exile from home, splendor dazzles in vain. Oh, give me my lonely thatched cottage once again. The birds singing gaily who come at my call, give me them with that peace of mind, dearest of all. Oh,
no place like home. Home, sweet home, there's no place like home. Home, sweet home, there's no place like home. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
Now, friends, I'm not saying that just because Red is a friend of mine, but I think that's a wonderful interpretation, a lovely, gentle interpretation of that lovely song, Home Sweet Home. And as I say so often for Irish people and people away from home, that song must mean a lot. It meant a lot to me when I was away from home, I can tell you.
TGV Productions presents the rich, warm voice of Joe Bollard with his album, Songs I Like to Sing, including well-known songs.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen.
Songs of a religious nature. And including that great Welsh song, Lavanwy. Songs I Like to Sing by Joe Bollard. Available from iTunes and all other good download retail sites. From TGB Productions. Simply the best.
Now we're going to change the style again. We're covering Brendan Shine. And he, well, he's in the same sort of vein about going home.
I know where you're going, now your days are through. We all make our own heaven, so there's just one place for you. When angels come and take you, and lead you by the hand, they'll take you to your home again, in dear old Ireland. Never left you, your mountains and your streams,
Ireland,
always with you, with these memories and dreams, Ireland, take him home now, to your fields of emerald green,
take him home,
to where his heart has always been. I can see a picture of a little boy. He's strolling in those fields of green, his face so full of joy. Then you have to leave there to raise your family. Now that job is over, once again your heart is free.
Ireland,
he never left you, your mountains and your streams,
Ireland,
always with you, with these memories and dreams, Ireland, take him home now, to your fields of emerald green,
take him home,
to where his heart has always been.
Ireland,
he never left you, your mountains and your streams,
Ireland,
always with you, with these memories and dreams, Ireland, take him home now, to your fields of emerald green,
take him home,
to where his heart has always been. home to where his heart has always been.
And now we come to another of those Irish American songs. I just want to reinforce upon you, friends, that I'm not finding fault with these songs. I know some people do, but I love most of them, and I love this particular song. Here's John Gary, and this was a big hit also for Bing Crosby. There was a time when nobody else recorded Irish songs outside of Ireland, that is, other than Bing Crosby, or maybe Dennis Day did as well. But here's John Gary, and he's singing an Irish lullaby. Well, it's an American Irish lullaby, but nevertheless, it's lovely.
Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way. And I'd give the world if she could sing that song to me this day. An Irish lullaby. Oft in dreams I wander to that cot again. I feel her arms a-hugging me as when she held me then. And I hear her voice a-humming to me as in days of yore, when she used to rock me fast asleep outside the cabin. That's an Irish lullaby.
Now, hang on a minute. That's supposed to be an Irish lullaby. But with all the noise he was making there at the end, there was no child to go to sleep with that, but it was lovely nevertheless. Now, here's another one of those songs that needs a little bit of explaining. First of all, there's a town in County Mayo, yes, that's where we are again, called Claremorris, okay? Now, bear that in mind. This is a song sung for us by Seamus Moore, and it tells the story of the farmer. He wants to thumb a lift into the nearest town, which happens to be Claremorris. And the lady that picks him up in the car, well, her name is also Claremorris. All right, you with me? Keep stay with me, right? And there are things like making silage, which is things that farmers do. And he talks about his Wellingtons. Well, you know what Wellingtons are. They're the rubber boots that people wear And he fancies this woman, right? And he tries to, well, get off with her, and he meets her at a dance. And he starts chatting her up, and he wants her to come home with him and be his farmer's wife sort of thing. But, well, she tells him in no uncertain manner why this can't happen. He gets his comeuppance. Here's Seamus Moore and Clare Morris.
I was walking to town and the sun going down and my feet feeling sore from the mileage. I was covered in sweat and me clothes were all wet, having spent the whole day making silage. Then a lady drove up and she came to a stop and says, I, are you going to Clare Morris? Then she shouted, get in, with a cute little grin, and she told me that she was Clare Morris. She was lovely and fair, and her first name was Clare, the daughter of Big Mickey Morris. And at leaving her eye was the red ration white, I fell madly in love with Clare Morris. Her beauty was rare, I thought then and there, how lucky I was to have met her. Sure I felt ill at ease in me old dungarees, and me Wellingtons often smelt better. She was lovely and sweet, from her head to her feet, she looked quite delightful and dishy. She was tastefully dressed, and I sure was impressed how she handled the new Mitsubishi. She was lovely and fair, and her first name was Clare, the daughter of Big Mickey Morris. And at leaving her eye was the red ration boy, I fell madly in love with Clare Morris. Sure I'll never forget the next time that we met, Big Tom and his band were in Midas. I was having a jar with the boys at the bar, she came over and stood right beside us. I was wearing a suit and a good dash of brute, and considered myself quite a charmer. Well, I just couldn't wait, so I asked her up straight, would you like to come home with a farmer? Then she said with a laugh, do you think I'm a calf? Or what is the cause of your hurry? Wouldn't I be a twit to be covered in grit and smelling like that awful slurry? If I gave you me hand, sure I'd own half your land, and I suppose you'd expect me to plough it. Get on with your dance, sure you haven't the chance, me husband would never allow it. She was lovely and fair, and her first name was Clare, the daughter of Big Mickey Morris. And the gleam in her eye was the real Asian boy, I fell madly in love with Clare Morris. She was lovely and fair, and her first name was Clare, the daughter of Big Mickey Morris. And the gleam in her eye was the real Asian boy, I fell madly in love with Clare Morris. Sure I was madly in love with Clare Morris.
I think I've mentioned the last time I played that track, I think I've mentioned that I have a very dear friend and her name is Clare Morris. That was Seamus Moore.
Thank you.
a group called Irish Moods there, bringing our programme to a close this week with some lively foot-tapping tunes that we all know. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Sounds Irish, particularly if you're a new listener or listening to us on one of the radio stations, and the many stations now that take the Sounds Irish programme. As I've said to you before, don't forget to let me know if you have an observation, a comment, a request, a dedication. Feel free to email me at joebollard2@aircom.net and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Or you can join me, if you like, on Facebook. And then, of course, there's the mighty Twitter. You can tweet and become one of my followers, Joe Blogs in Bray, JoeBloggsInBray. Joe Blogs in Bray. Bray is the town where I live, which is about 12 miles south of Dublin on the east coast of Ireland, and a lovely town, particularly at this time of the year when the sun is shining, and most mornings I can be seen down very early walking with my guide dog York along by the sea, feeling the ambience of the whole situation and listening to the sea rolling in on the beach and the seabirds crying. Hey, I'm getting very poetic here, am I not? But feel free to become one of my followers on Twitter. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. And if it's not, I pray that you will be given strength to cope. And I'm sure you will. This is Joe Ballard saying, take care of yourselves. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week, a little bit of poetry before I go. There are big ships, there are small ships, all ships that sail the sea. But the best ships are the friendships between my listeners and me. Friends, may good God bless you. Until next week, take care. God bless. Travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.